Memories in the church here when we go to the retreats and using the house here. مش عارف اتكلم عربي ولا انجلش بس انا I'll try to mix between both. Hara, I'll read some verses from Luke chapter 1. I think all we know the story of the Annunciation, how the angels came to Saint Mary and give her the good news that Christ is going to be born from her. And I believe many of us in this time, we need to hear good news as well. We need to hear good news. All of us living in this world, especially at that time of the world, there is a common word, I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. It's too much. Life is stressful. And when God just sent the news, and he, excuse me to say, sometimes I feel that we come to church on Sunday just to take a pill of painkiller. But then from Monday, the pain starts again. I feel this many times, that you come to church on Sundays just for 2 hours to have this great joy. And I'm not doubting that we are sincere when we stand before God in our praise and everything. But at the end, when I get out of this door, I feel I'm going back, sorry to say, to hell back again. And I believe hell is not outside. Hell, I believe, is inside. When we live in hell, the first place where hell takes place is in our hearts. Shankeda, let us today, if you have this feelings of, I need to hear good news. While the Lord is speaking to us, it's not me, it's not you. He said, if two or three are together, I'll be in the midst. He is with us here. He is with the Spirit of God talking to our hearts. Tell him, if there's good news, let me have it from you today. And as he said, you will see me and you will rejoice and my joy will never be taken from you. So the verses from Luke chapter 1, it says, now on the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. But then the story came, and having come to the angel, he said to her, to Saint Mary, rejoice, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner greetings this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I don't know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will be overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. What a great news Saint Mary heard. And what a great news for each one of us today from the Lord when he is telling me and you, rejoice. Rejoice. And you will ask him, how can I rejoice? The same like Saint Mary said, rejoice, you found favor. Another big problem we have. How can I find favor in the eyes of God? I don't know till when we will remain looking to our lives without the way God looks at it. I'll make it very simple. We sometimes sin and we do mistakes, and our parents sometimes, because of their love, they bear with our weaknesses. at a certain moment, maybe because of repeating the same mistakes, we lose hope that our parents will be capable to carry us more than this. Because of guilt, we just withdraw from the relation between us and their parents. And the same happened with God. When we found ourselves seeing ourselves without Him, I'm not worthy, and it should be like this. I'm a sinner. I'm not acceptable. He will not accept me. Being in this shell is going to end up taking any joy and any power from God. Above this, this is, again is the word grace. Let me define it. Grace is something you couldn't believe or be or deserve. Let me give an example. Supposedly we went bankruptcy, and may God yani forbid this. And suddenly you find someone came to you, give you $1 million cash and a house and Lamborghini 2013. You have two options here. You're laughing, huh? It's not possible, right? You have to question two things. Whether this man really is not stable, or there's a trick what behind it. And I tell you, we do the same when God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit or His grace. We always have this, which is a big defect in our lives. We don't see that He is the giver, and whatever He promises, He will not return it what? Back. God is able to do this. Not because we are worthy, because He promised us for this. Look at the verse. When you go to pray, close what? Huh? Your room. And pray to your Father secretly. By the way, how many of us does this? Go and close the room. What happened inside? No one will know it. No one will know it except when you enter and meet the loving Father. Why I feel sometimes in the prayer meetings as if something is itching us, you know. You want to finish. You want to close. You want to... I think this is what? This is a sign that our room's home is what? Is empty. It's empty. We are professionals for public worship. But the personal worship is very weak. Why? Because we don't see the grace accommodating us even in my room. I love this word when he said, and the disciple saw the Lord and they were filled with joy. Saw the Lord. The grace of God is beyond your measure. I'm telling you, think of yourself in any dimensions in relation with God. Whatever you thought the Holy Spirit can do or will do what? More than this. But you have to believe that this gift is for you. Who could believe that Saint Pachomius, who went to Upper Egypt just to kill people, is now a great saint? Who could believe that Paul, the persecutor, is now a big apostle? Who believed that Moses changed? Who believed this? And by the way, and I'm so sad to tell you that sometimes we hear the story of St. Cyrium and said, it's impossible. St. Mary said this, by the way. She told him, how could this be? Laugh. For God, nothing is what? Impossible. But he gave her the key. The key was, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And this one I talk about today. Our relation with the Holy Spirit. Our relation with the Holy Spirit. How can I receive the good news? How can my life really get the blessings of a great change? And how can at the end I carry Christ in me as St. Mary carried home Christ? I know we all know this verse. So I no longer live, but Christ lives what? In me. How often we say it? But do we really trust that this is the target of the relation between us and God, that the Christ will be in me? This is exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to teach us every day. Let me speak three things about the Holy Spirit. First, the Holy Spirit is the power of the church and the body of Christ. Since the Pentecost, the beginning or the birth of the church is filled and empowered and gifted by the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Christ said, "It is better for me to go that you may receive the Holy Spirit." Imagine this. Christ said, "Guys, better for me to leave you now. But you are the King. You are the miraculous God. You did miracles among us. And you healed. And you did." I said, "No, there's something better than this comes to you. Because this one will take of mine and do what? And gives you. And what is for Christ will be taken. Not only salvation and the cross and the resurrection, but also the character of Christ. The love of Christ. We have big problems of love. We can hardly love one another. And we can impossible love our what? Enemies. Who can do this? He will take from him and put what? Put our hearts. Christ forgive. He told the Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Few chapters in Acts chapter 7, Stephen did the same. But look at this. He sees Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit gave him the power to say the same words. Forgive them. The Holy Spirit will teach us from Christ how to pray. How to pray. Not the monotonous prayer, not the routine prayers, but this prayer with the Holy Spirit gives. One of the things we defect in the church, that we don't know how to sing. We don't sing. We don't sing. The Holy Spirit in every day had a new song to play in our hearts. I love David when he said, "The Lord put in me a new what? Song." It might not be a new song, words and music, but it might be the same song, but today I hear it in a different way. Today the Holy Spirit wants to play on your, like the keyboard in your heart, and draw a new song. Look at Saint Mary. The minute she asked him how, he told the Holy Spirit, the second stage, she served, and the third one, she started to praise God, right? Right? How come we meet God and we don't praise and sing and be happy? I'm wondering that how Christians in this generation will give a testimony to God with a gloomy face and with a very sad heart. How come? The Holy Spirit is going to do something different. First, He will give you from what is belong to Christ. And this is, I call the Holy Spirit like a builder, a big engineer. I remember something. Remember in the Old Testament when the Lord told Moses to build what? The tabernacle, right? God gave three people, Basleel and other two names, I can't remember them names. Bible said He gave them the spirit of creativity. The spirit of what? Creativity. Do what? To draw and to design every place and every small thing in the tabernacle. What was the end of the tabernacle? Christ, God dwelling where? Among His people. And this is the Holy Spirit doing in my heart and your heart. He is building the image of Christ and the power of God inside you. People will say, "This man wasn't like this." And he would tell them, "It's not me, it is Christ. The Holy Spirit built something within me. The old man is now renewed to the new what? A new man." By the way, if you build the Holy Spirit work with you, you enjoy something called repentance. Why? Because every time you said, "I want something what? Better." Ask my father. We are now يعني I'm saying about myself. People always speaks about the ugly part in our hearts. We never speak about how sweet is God in my heart. And that makes the sacrament of the confession as something very hard. If you trust that God is going to build something within you, you will go. If you trust that in the confession you put the devil in shame, as St. Augustine said, the confession is putting shame on the devil and taking the actions of God, you will go. All of us here, we love our house to be clean. God wants your heart always to be renewed. Shankeda, David get it from far. He said, create in me a clean. Create means what? Out of nothing. Something, it doesn't exist. And this is the reality. Nothing of me, as St. Paul said in Romans 7, I know that nothing good lives in my body. But I trust that in Christ there is no condemnation for those who walk in the Spirit, not by the flesh. Do you have a relation with the Holy Spirit or not? I just want to remind you of a story in Luke chapter 11. When he said, a few verses he said before, knock, it will be open. Seek, you will be what? Given. Do you remember what happened after this? He said, if you are wicked fathers and you know how to give good gifts to your sons, how come the Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who seek Him? Habibi, all of us were not complete and perfect, and yet we can give good what? Deeds. How come God will give me when He will put His Spirit and give and renew it within me? In Galatians 4:4, he said, and now we know that we are His sons because He sent His Spirit where? In us. Do you have a relation with the Holy Spirit? When you pray, tell Him, Lord, let me pray according to Your Spirit. يعني أعمل إيه يعني؟ عارفين تعمل إيه؟ Stop talking for a while. Stop saying the same, thank you for this, we thank you for this, we thank you for that. Just feeling the prayers is the same. Being with us here, protecting us, جبتنا البيت, عملتنا كل حاجة, وبعين بربك, نفس ال... ربنا يقول لكم, فيش حاجة تانية حبيبي تقولها, يعني كل مرة تقولي كلمتين دولة. If you are in love with someone, and every time you tell them, I love you, you are beautiful, thank you for everything, هتقول لك إيه, I don't want you, خلاص, مش عاوز زيك. وكل مرة تقولي نفس الكلام. You have to be creative. طبعا كل ما تقول نفس الكلام, how are you, بعدين plastic smile, وبعدين you look good today, thank you for the message, bye bye, هتقول لك ايه, bye bye, I don't want you. How come we stand before God, the magnificent God, the amazing God, and I don't have a word to say? And don't tell me I don't know. Tell me I'm ignorant. I need someone to teach me. The teacher is the Holy Spirit. He's a teacher in the church. Don't forget that all the songs, all the hymns, the church, who wrote these words in the hearts of the people? The Holy Spirit. Who put all the hymns, even the tune, is from the Holy Spirit. Shankeda, I'm saying some deacons are singing the song without the Holy Spirit. No one will listen to them. And some deacons sing with the Holy Spirit. Or actually the Holy Spirit sing within them. We have someone in the church in Egypt. There's a song when he said Arabic song بتقول ما يحسن في عينيك افعل وانا بين يديك. His voice without very, yeah, not good, not a good voice. But when he sang the song, all of us cried. All of us. عارفين ليه? Who's playing the music? The Holy Spirit. It's not because of his good voice, no. No. Singing in the chair, not because of your good voice. I'm sorry. If even your good voice is not good, Pop Corliss doesn't have a good voice, by the way. But if you listen to Janina from Pop Corliss, oh my God, it's different. Have Mercy from Pop Corliss is what? This, and bring by the best deacon and ma'allim, مش عارف مين, you sing. It's as if we are listening to a tape, but doesn't have what? شايفين. شايفين Saint Mary, when the Holy Spirit played, said, my soul magnify what? The Lord. And then the Lord humble those who are high. The Lord feed the... It's as if she went into the ocean of God. And in this I don't have word to explain more. I can speak and speak and speak. How many of us, their prayers and their singing is dry? How many? How many want something new the Holy Spirit will give? عشان كده I love when the liturgy we said bow your heads before what? The Lord. عارفين when at this time the priest said what? May the Holy Spirit come and transform the bread and the wine and transform your people. صحابونا روح قدس يقدس القرابين ويقدس مين؟ شعبك. عشان كده في الآخر يقول the holies are for the holies. Who's dwelling? The holy Spirit. He is the one who is opening your eyes, the eyes of your heart, to see the power of the body and the blood of Christ. Something else about the Holy Spirit. Reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. But when the... Let me say something. You remember St. Peter? St. Peter knows Christ very well. And then he said, at the end, he denied him, right? Why? Why the words of Christ did not remain in him? Because there is no Holy Spirit. عشان كده Bible قال, but when the Holy Spirit will come, he will teach you all things and remind you of all what I have told you. How often we read the Bible, not to study the Bible, but the Bible revealed himself by the Spirit in our minds. بزعل قوي لما اشوف our young youth, Bible is too difficult. And it's too difficult. Only priests and big preachers can explain it. I don't agree with this. As if the Holy Spirit gave something to Abuna and then came to me and said, no, not you. That's a lie. That's a big lie. The Holy Spirit, all the fathers of the church get that all great thoughts because they stood and said, the Lord, let the Holy Spirit what? Reveal in our hearts. It is not difficult. It is difficult for our minds, but it's very easy when the Spirit of God took over our what? عشان كده دائما, before you read the Bible, speak, Lord, your son is what? Listening, as Samuel said. You read the Bible, Habibi, every day. And if you read it with the Spirit of God, or someone like, I read to prepare a lesson out. I read to give a lesson on Sunday. الفرق بينك وبين أي teacher تاني ولا حاجة. But I read because I'm hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. Here you go. Here you go. You will get it. And the Spirit of God will dwell in you. Will implant the words of God to you, in you. Not only this, but help you to do it. شايفين? It's all about the Holy Spirit. Not about us. Who's going to do the work, really? I'll end up with this one. There's a word called synergy in Greek. Synergy means divine power with human will. I will say it again. Divine what? Power with human will. Without your will, the divine God will not work. What is my will? To be with him. I want to pray, not only by word of mouth, but I will avail time to pray. Here you go. You get it. I will sit with the Bible. And one day I was going back to Egypt and I met a servant, a great servant, not a priest. And he sat with me and said, Abuna, pray for me. My Bible reading is very weak. By the way, he is married. He has a job. وبعدين بقول له, how many chapters? I used to read 80 chapters per day. Now it's only 40. أنا لطمت على وشي بصراحة. 80. Like, he's angry because he's reading what? 40. Then I have asked some of our, يعني, طبعا, when was the last time I read the Bible? Like, يعني, one verse enough. I feel it's, ليه the devil managed to, عارف كده, we lost appetite to the word of God. بجد. عشان كده, if the word of God is far, أي بيحصل إيه؟ دايما we have wrong information about what? God. دايما. As if you are talking about another God. صدقوني, sometimes I feel some Muslims, their idea about God is better than us. Believe me. Maybe because they are sincere than us. صدقوني. Let us stand up. Time will come, and time is at hand now, that when we use the sword of the word of God, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and songs and spiritual hymns, Colossians 3:16, very clear. We have a big psalm, Psalm 119. I have hidden your word in my heart, so I will not sin what? Against you. Very clear, very clear. My people perish because of lacking of knowledge. Not knowledge here. Knowledge manifested in them. Manifested in them. Can we take the Holy Spirit? He's in you. He's in you. When you were baptized and taking the Mayroon, He dwells in you. But maybe you had just put Him in a corner. You don't use Him. Don't use Him. Guys, I know sin is very attractive. But the Bible said the Holy Spirit also will give us power over what? Sin. I know there is stress. But God sent His Spirit to conquer the world. Do we need the Holy Spirit to inflame in our heart again? Yes. Let us take it as Saint Mary got the blessings. So Christ will be not born in our hearts, but renewed every day in our hearts. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. I'll leave كده 2-3 minutes that every one of us really lift up your hearts before God. Tell Him, Lord, I'm hungry and thirsty for Your Spirit to work within me. I have tons of questions, but I trust that the Holy Spirit will comfort up my heart. Tell Him, come and nourish my prayers, nourish my Bible, nourish Christ within me. Tell Him, let the Holy Spirit come and rebuke me so I know that I've been lost for a while. Yet I'm in the church, but I'm not taking the proper food. Feed me and take care of my life. Let the Holy Spirit use you in the church with gifts and with talents for the beauty of the body of Christ, the church. Let the Holy Spirit be your teacher. Let the Helper help us to be always in the presence of God. Through the prayers of all the saints, Saint Mary, Saint Bachomius, hear us when we pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Go in peace. Peace be with you.
نشكر أسامونا موسى على تعبه ومجيء ونطلب من ربنا كده أنه يبارك في كل خطوة في خدمة يعملها. وأبونا طبعا عنده خبرة حلوة كمان في أفريقيا وفي كينيا, خدم فترة طويلة في كينيا. يعني ربنا يبارك يا أبونا, ربنا نشكر تعبه وسكينه.